sponsor chairs. Talking to some rich folks that you know. Well, I hope you won't see me in my ragged company, where you know I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground, and you can send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put the roses on your grave. And when you're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby Day, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon, and another girl will take my pain away.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 456. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from the Rolling Stones. That is an alternate version of Dead Flowers, found on the band's 2015 re-release of Sticky Fingers. Came out on Universal Records, of course, originally in 1971. That version is interesting because it kind of plays down a bit of the honky-tonk piano, and it's nice that Mick Jagger isn't using a fake Southern accent, or maybe a little less of one. And it continues what we did last week, where I visited a classic Stones album because, well, I've been picking them up to see if it's something I missed. To be honest, I've never really been a Stones person, and then I think, you know, but all the bands that I love all worship the Stones, so what am I missing? So I'm trying to figure it out. Who knows? Anyway, I should stop talking because I'm going to go over this week by just a bit. I should hurry. This is Shy Boys. The song is called Something Sweet. We'll be right back.
lost in love to see what's going on. The world is turning, but I'm just not on. Too lost in love to see what's going on. The world is burning, but I'm just not on. Too lost in love.
Of a man in his prime.
love that set there. Some pop with some nice psychedelic leanings. Starting off with Kansas City's The Shy Boys. That song is called Something Sweet. It's on the band's album Bell House, which came out today, August 3rd, on Polyvinyl Records. The band is playing a release show tomorrow, but more on that in a bit. After that, we heard from the Molochs from Los Angeles. That track is called Too Lost in Love, and it's on the new album Flowers in the Spring, which won't be out until September 7th on Innovative Leisure. I don't think I was supposed to play that yet, so just don't tell anyone you got a preview there. And then we ended things off with Pink Floyd with the song Free Four. That's from the band's 1972 album Obscured by Clouds, released on Harvest Records, an album that doesn't really get a whole lot of love. I think it mostly because it was immediately before Dark Side of the Moon, and I don't know, it's kind of that weird period for Pink Floyd, 70 to 72, really what was going on there. I don't know, I'm trying to explore a bit. That's what things are happening here. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, as I said, no time to talk. This is Coxbar with the song Bird Trouble. You know what, but trouble. How And we rock along. That is Duck and Cover from Boston with the song Stand Corrected. That's on the new album Robbem Blind, which comes in a couple of different configurations. On CD, I think it's 8 tracks. On 7-inch vinyl, it's 4 tracks. That song there actually is from the band's debut album, which I think came out in 2013 or so. Maybe I should pick that one up. Anyway, solid power pop coming there from the Rumbar Records people. Lots of rock teeth. That'll be out next week, August 10th. Before that, we heard from Cox Bar with the song Bird Trouble. That is on the Guilty as Charged reissue that came out in 2009 on Captain Oi, originally released in 1994. And I didn't realize that that's actually kind of a re-recording. They added some additional guitar as well as a remix, and I can definitely hear that second guitar that's happening in that track, and it feels a little weird. I don't know. Anyway, be careful when you pick up those reissues. You'll never know what you're getting. Let's see. Let's wrap things up here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 456. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, lots of shows happening this weekend. We've got a really good one, Hipshot Killer, playing tonight at Revolution Records with a bunch of other bands, including Typing Pool, which I have yet to see and I'm excited to see. Tomorrow on the 4th, Deaf Heaven at Granada, Other Americans at Rhino, Heidi Gluck playing the Too Much Rock 7-inch release party at Mills. That show will be at 6:30. And Shy Boys are playing also that night, record release party at Record Bar. Looking forward, on the 6th, Thelma and the Sleaze are playing at Riot Room. On the 8th, Dentist playing at the Replay. Heidi Gluck is playing a Lawrence show to celebrate the 7-inch at White Schoolhouse on the 9th. Looking forward, Smashing Pumpkin on the 16th. Life and Times are coming in town on the 17th. The 24th, Emmeline Twist have a release show at the Record Bar. Let's see, John Vanderslice, I think, is coming to town on the 25th. I need to look that up. He was looking for a show. Surely he found one. If not, I'm on the hook to get him one real quick. On the 29th, Molochs are coming to Voltaire, as promised. And then looking into September, No Vacation coming to the Bottleneck on the 2nd. 9/11, you've got Exploited at Riot Room, or Gary Newman at the Madrid. Looking at the website, a couple new things have popped up. There are photos and videos in my write-up of that Lemuria, Kitty Ellen, and Dusk show. And I guess that's probably it. It's been an off week. I've been traveling for work, but I'm back in Kansas City for a week before I disappear again. Anyway, one track left for you. It looks like we got plenty of time. Oh, wait, maybe it's Viking metal and it goes on forever. And this is really going to hurt you because this is Hungarian Viking metal. And not that it's musically going to hurt you, you're going to get really hurt to hear my Hungarian, which I have none of. So the band is called Cliffingar. The song is called Verzatata Remenyak, is like, I don't know, I looked it up and it didn't mean a whole lot, like bad feeling maybe. Villagok Hardaran is the name of the album. Oh, I'm so going to get some bad emails from people in Hungary. Anyway, it just came out this summer, July 6th on Nail Records. Really enjoying this one. It's epic as all get out. And if you're playing Dungeons and Dragons, you're going to want to turn this up real loud and go bash in some orcs. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.